Hi, thanks for tuning in to Your Home Connection. My name is Philippe Heller, and my background is that I'm the president of the real estate inspection company here in San Diego, and I've got a couple of great guests today. We're going to talk about real estate and some technology for your houses and what would be useful information for sellers and buyers and real estate agents. I've got in studio with me today Chris Anderson from Town & Country Realty and Jamie Hawks, who is our senior inspector at the real estate inspection company. Chris, thank you for coming here today.
Thank you.
So not everybody grows up and wants to be a real estate agent. How did you get involved with this?
You know, I was a waitress going through college, and I had a client that would come in and eat, and they said, you know what? You ought to come and be a client coordinator at our office and answer our front desk and get out of the waitressing. I started that way, and then I morphed right into becoming a realtor about a year and a half later.
And all in North Inland San Diego?
Yes, that was all in the Ramona areas, the area that I primarily practice. But anything that's in the unincorporated areas of the county is what I love.
Now, in full disclosure, I've been in business for over 12 years, and I've known Chris for almost that entire time. And I also live in Ramona, so we're very familiar with backcountry in San Diego, although we both work all over the county. So, Chris, tell us a little bit about your involvement with SDAR.
I am the immediate past president of the San Diego Association of Realtors. They are the largest association of realtors in the state of California and the seventh largest in the nation. And we're very progressive, and we are focused on property rights and also on having the best tools for our sellers and our agents to represent them.
So speaking of tools, I know you guys do a lot of education. What are some of the new regulations that are coming that both agents and home buyers and home sellers need to be aware of?
There are a few. They're trying to right now. The National Association of Realtors has sponsored a bill that would make it so that it's easier to qualify for FHA loans. Right now, you have to renew and apply every, I think, a couple of years for the complex to be approved for VA and for FHA. If we can have it just established that, okay, it hasn't changed and it hasn't burned it, and you know, it's not anything different, that we'd be able to remove that. What that would do is it would allow, that's the front end of our industry. So that is usually first time buyers will start off in a condo or something that is an FHA priced product. And then after they've built up equity, thank God Southern California has the weather and all the other things that it has, so that we have a great improving most of the time for values. And so then they can move out of that and move into their second and then their third, and then on from there they can start their wealth building.
Now, with easier qualifying, do you see any risk of a repeat of the crash? If values dip at all, will people become negative and start walking away from homes again?
You know, right now, it is absolutely a perfect time with the percentage rate on homes. And they have very strict rules in place so that when you have to qualify, they are actually qualifying you on what you earn. I hear there are a couple of interesting ones that are starting to come out that would be similar to the subprime. But the one thing that you as a consumer and as an agent want to make sure is that you are not placing an individual in a property that above their means. We don't want that to happen again. So I think what we learned the most from the last implosion, basically, was that you need to live within your means. You don't need to lie to get in, and that your house is not an ATM. Don't do a cash out refi and go buy a boat or property in another area. Go ahead and look at that as your nest egg, like our actually the greatest generation did, where now they're set and they're doing really well because they never looked at real estate as something that was like stocks where you could just pull money out and go do something else.
In preparation for the show, I came across an article that CNBC wrote an article that $30 trillion is about to transfer from the baby boomer generation to millennials. And a lot of that's going to be in the form of real estate. And as you alluded to, a lot of that is paid off. So, you know, these young people, and it's a huge number of people, are going to either be selling their parents, grandparents' houses that they inherit, or whether it's cash and whatnot, and probably reinvest that into more real estate. So with the millennials coming into the market, along with a lot of new real estate agents, we always see that. It's a popular industry, and so we always, and at SDAR, you see that a lot, and that's why it's great that they have so much education. But what advice would you give to new agents as far as dealing with millennials, and how has that changed with traditional buyers of the past?
Well, the way that I deal with the millennials is I want to make sure that they're looking at it as an investment, and that it not only covers their cost of shelter, but it will start their wealth building. So a lot of people, when they first buy, they say, I'm never going to move. I'm going to own this house and I'm going to live here forever. In reality, if you did that, that would be great. In 30 years, it'd be paid off and you'd probably have a great increase in value. However, if you want to truly wealth build, you probably want to get into your first thing, let the appreciation occur over about 5 years, 7 years, maybe 10 years. And then when you have enough equity, after 2 years, you can go, if you're single, you get $250,000. And if you're married, you get a $500,000, no capital gains. So you can take that money, reinvest it, or if you have it paid off, buy something else, and then turn one into a rental, and you can start getting your money working for you that way. But don't touch your equity until you're ready to do something to shift it into be making more for you.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point.
The millennials nowadays, they all want it right now, and they want it perfect right now, which is a big difference between how it was about 15 years ago. I've been doing this 27 years, so I've seen a big shift over the last probably 10 years. The good news is, since we did have a crash, the millennials are able to afford to buy something now because it's still at a very nice rate and the interest rates are very low. And currently in San Diego County, in the non-coastal areas, you can probably own it and your mortgage is less than what it would be to rent.
Interesting. Yeah, that's a very good point because rents are so high. Okay, when we come back from our first break, we're going to talk about the different areas of San Diego and some of the trends that we're seeing for the different regions and how people are buying and where people are buying. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Tycor Title of San Diego is the next generation of title companies. They offer their clients the most complete real estate services in the nation. They have four convenient locations in the greater San Diego area to service all your residential and commercial transactions. Tycor Title of San Diego offers you title and escrow solutions, whether you are buying, selling, or refinancing. They have you covered. With over a century of experience, you can count on Tycor Title of San Diego. They have a solid history of servicing customers with high integrity, white glove service, and value. They also have unrivaled financial strength to back your policies. For all your real estate transactions, call Tycor Title of San Diego today at 619-260-5200.
Alliance Escrow, the most reliable and hardworking escrow team in San Diego. Buying, selling, or refinancing a home can be a stressful event, and our friendly staff here at Alliance is ready to make your home buying or selling process as smooth as possible. We strive for outstanding customer service and are very dedicated to giving top-quality service to each and every sale. Alliance Escrow will provide a special discount to active and reserve service members and disabled or retired veterans as well. Whether it's residential, commercial, bulk business, or refinance, call Alliance Escrow today and let us help you close your deal as seamlessly as possible. Call 619-609-0015 or go to www.allianceescrowinc.com today. That's 619-609-0015 or www.allianceescrowinc.com. Alliance Escrow, your partners in real estate.
Is it time to sell your home, but you can't get top dollar because you need to make some repairs? Unless you're ready to take a lowball offer from some investor, you should call Agents Capital today or ask your real estate agent about them. Agents Capital will provide your realtor with access to the capital needed to fix up your home so it can be sold for top dollar. This means more money in your pocket at closing without having to come up with the cost of repairs ahead of time. To find out how you can use Agents Capital to fix up your home and sell it at top market value, call 888-265-4613 today. That's 888-265-4613 or go to agentscapital.com. Don't miss the chance to put extra money in your pocket when selling in this great market. Call Agents Capital, 888-265-4613. That's 888-265-4613. Or visit agentscapital.com. That's agentscapital.com.
It's fun to splurge on nice things, but it's better to get those same nice things at a great value. Like a Honda certified pre-owned vehicle, the best certified pre-owned value in America, and backed by a limited warranty. Let Honda certified pre-owned take you farther. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory. Honda, start something special.
Based on 2015 Vincentric Best CPO Value in America Awards analysis applicable to 2011 to 2015 Honda model years. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Take a look at your voter's credential. If it doesn't have an 18 on the back, it's no longer valid, and you can't use it as an official ID or to vote. That's why you have to renew it as quickly as possible. If you check it and find no numbers on the back, then you can find the expiration date on the front. Also, in states that have elections scheduled for 2016, these credentials will lose their validity the day after the election. So keep informed and renew your voter's credential. National Electoral Institute, INE. Marcielo Osorio found herself in a serious situation when one of her daughters was diagnosed with cancer. But then a friend recommended that she go to the Popular Insurance. With its aid, her daughter was able to have surgery and help supply her with medicine. The Popular Insurance can help you too. If you have any doubts, call toll-free at 01-800-767-8527 or go to gob.mx/salute. Popular Insurance. Secretary of Health. Government of the Republic.
Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house.
And we're back with Your Home Connection. This is Philippe Heller, and I've got in studio Chris Anderson from Town & Country Real Estate. We were talking about millennials and buying patterns. And Chris, what are you seeing as far as patterns in the market in San Diego? Where are people buying? What are prices doing? What's inventory like? We always hear there's not enough houses. So
that's correct. There is not enough houses on the market right now. We normally carry about a 5 to 6 month supply. And currently we've been running at about 2.5 to 3 months. So the average market time is about 22 days. If it is priced in a sweet spot, you're probably going to have it sold really quickly. And you'll possibly have multiple offers. In the lower price ranges, that occurs quite a bit.
Are we getting into those bidding wars that we had a few years back?
Yes, we are.
So it's definitely a seller's market. What would you suggest to sell? I know in a seller's market, sellers sometimes don't do much for the property to fix it up, but I always think that's a mistake because they can maximize what they get for it. But what advice do you have for sellers to maximize their selling price?
The first thing I recommend is declutter. Take out every single thing that you don't have. You have to pack it anyway that you don't have use for. And I say a good rule of thumb is if you haven't used it in 6 months, you can probably pack it. And people understand if you're going to go ahead and keep it in your garage, make sure that they have the ability to view the garage. That's the number one thing. Clean. Make it very clean. Make sure that odors are not present. Basically, what I have found is that millennials, just like others, but specifically millennials, want it already done. So they don't want to have a to-do list. The flippers will come in and they'll say, okay, I can fix this, but you're not going to get your value that you need to get, what you should get. So just take the time, clean it up, make it very presentable.
Yeah, agreed. And as home inspectors, thank you for recommending the decluttering because a lot of times we can't see certain areas of the house. And you're absolutely right. It does frustrate buyers. For those sellers who are listening, it does frustrate buyers when, number one, we can't inspect something. And number two, when they can't get a feeling that it could be their house because it's so full of someone else's stuff.
Correct.
So it is a great tip to just get as much stuff out of the house as possible. And touching on flippers, we could probably do a whole show on flippers, which we will get to in another episode. Both good and bad. Just like any industry, there are good and bad flips out there. And we can share some stories at another time. So speaking of areas in San Diego, are you seeing any real hot spots or how are, you know, what's rural compared to downtown? What are you seeing?
What I have found is that it is a strong market in every area. It just depends on what your price point is. So the big trend now is the lifestyle. So what you might want to do is SDAR.com has a website called justknock.com, and you can go in and you can slide, when you go search for a home, you can slide and see what lifestyle is most important to you from top to bottom, and then it'll rearrange what areas of the county would suit that type of lifestyle.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. It's a different way to look at it. So, and your realtor can help you find any of the homes in those specific areas. It might open up your eyes to a community that you hadn't even considered before. And the other thing is the price point. So, price point wise, if you're wanting something newer and affordable, you're going to be going further from the coast. So that's pretty much how you need to view it.
Yeah, that's it's amazing to me, too, as we get around San Diego a lot, how many people never leave the areas. Either they grew up there or they've been there since college. People along the coast don't go much east of Highway 5, so they're not familiar with anything inland. And vice versa, North County people stay up there, and South Bay, for example.
Right.
So it is an interesting thing, and it's good to get them out of that little bubble, because San Diego's got a very, very diverse geography, so you really get
yes.
whatever you want up here, from Julian down to the beach. It's fantastic. So what advice do you have for sellers, buyers, and real estate agents to reduce their liability? Because unfortunately, real estate is litigious, and if something goes wrong, everyone can get sued.
There's two big things right now that are occurring in our industry that are a risk management issue. One is disclosure. The transfer disclosure statement is required by law. In San Diego County, we have additional disclosures. Every single item that is on the San Diego-based disclosures has been a lawsuit. So if the seller had disclosed it, it would not have been a lawsuit. So I know it seems like you're filling out a lot of paperwork, but it's to protect you. It's also to protect the buyer, so the buyer knows what they are buying. So I would say take your time and disclose everything you can on the disclosure front, and let the buyer be aware of everything that you know about the home. And then on the other is cybercrime. We have, our industry has been hit tremendously by this cybercrime, and they lie in wait. So what happens is they'll somehow get into your emails or an agent's emails, and then they will find out that you're an escrow, and they will wait until the very end. And when the wire instructions for your large amount of money comes to be due, they change the wire instructions to their bank account. And they are taking commissions from agents. They are taking deposits from, not deposits, but actually the large down. They don't even want the small deposit of $5,000 or $10,000. They're waiting for your 20% or 10% down on what you're buying. And they reroute them. So the number one thing is don't ever use unsecured Wi-Fi. It may say free, but it might mean that you're going to get taken on that.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good tip, because you might be at a coffee shop and you think you're logging into their free Wi-Fi, but it's some guy sitting there who just set up a hotspot with a realistic sounding name, and you log in and he's got access. So,
correct.
So now, is there a way to prevent that? What happened to the good old days when you would bring a cashier's check to closing?
Cashier's checks, no, because they take too long to verify the funds still. But what I usually recommend is I recommend that you go to your bank with the wiring instructions from your escrow company, and then the bank teller calls the actual officer on the phone and reiterates what the wire transfer number is, and then it's taken care of that way.
So if it has been changed, they would
know
at that point.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent tip. And just don't put account numbers via email. It's
correct.
Not a good practice.
Yes, don't
absolutely.
Ever do that.
No, that's excellent. And then what about safety, physical safety? Because there have been some attacks, probably the same thing. Mm-hmm. People will set up false showings and lure,
yes.
for lack of a better word, an agent to a vacant home and attack. Have there been any recent cases of that?
Last year, we had a death of a realtor in our industry. It was over in Arkansas, and that pretty much shook everybody. We do have a few things in place. One, we recommend that if you are an agent, that you take a picture of their driver's license and you email that or text that to somebody else in your office so they know who you are with, and also let them know where you are. Because a lot of these things happen on the fly. People call you and they want you to meet over at a property. We have also in place for agents to make sure that when you go on an open house, if you're sitting in open house, that you go in twos at least. Usually it'll be a lender and a real estate agent. So if you're a consumer and you walk in and you see a lender and an agent, it's not just because they want to get your information and, you know, start pinging on you. It's because there's also safety issues there as well. The cool thing is that a lot of sellers now have security where they're viewing the rooms remotely. And so we have had where people are at open houses, and if an agent can't be with the whole group, goes off. A lot of times they go off into a bathroom and they take the prescription drugs, and or they look around and snoop around for firearms or anything that would be of value, jewelry. So we recommend that you are aware that agents are not trying to just contain you. It's for safety on many levels.
Yeah, it always surprises me when we go into a home to do a home inspection how many valuables and personal items are laying around, jewelry, cash, medication, firearms, other things that it's a G-rated show, so we're not going to talk about, but a lot of things that people leave with strangers coming through the house, and it seems like a listing agent should really have a list of items and help those sellers say, hey, put this stuff away. You have strangers coming in.
Yes, and we also for the we have networked with the County of San Diego and other groups for the prescription drug issue. People do go in. You of course don't have a camera in the bathroom, so they might go through. So when a seller is leaving for an open house, we ask them to put them in a specific bag, take them with them, so that they don't have that issue. But yeah, it's really an issue that is out there currently. And the other is on the rentals and on vacant homes. That is, they're targeted, and they're targeted on many levels. So they may say that I had a listing for sale, and there was somebody who placed an ad with a very similar email address to mine, my actual ad, so they could think it was legit when they saw my sign and then saw that. And they were collecting rents. They were taking applications for rent, and then they wanted them to give their social security number on that. And then not only did they get the deposit that they were leaving and stuff, but they also got their identity.
Wow, that's just crazy. And it's a lot like the Wi-Fi issue we just talked about, where somebody kind of emulates the agent, and so the client thinks that they're speaking to somebody legitimate, and they're absolutely not. So are there any other topics that agents need to know about, especially newer agents, to stay out of lawsuits? Let's say they're desperate, you know, new agent, they want a listing, that's how they make a living, but they may think that their seller's not 100% forthcoming. What can they do so that they don't end up in a lawsuit for non-disclosure?
Well, what I usually do is I tell the brand new agents to take our training that we have at our association, or if their firm has training, that's the best. But if you have a seller that is not willing to disclose something, or in many cases you have a seller that says, well, would I have to tell them about this? If they ever say, do I or should I, the answer is yes, you should. Because I'll tell you what happens is they'll say, well, we had the roof fixed. Well, as soon as the new buyer comes in and the neighbor says, oh, yeah, the seller had that roof fixed about 3 years ago because there was a bad leak, then the buyer automatically thinks you did not disclose something, and the seller's going, but I fixed it. And the fact is you need to let them know who fixed it, when they fixed it, how they fixed it, give bill of sales so that they have peace of mind that they can go back to the person who fixed it, or that you were forthright in what you were telling them about the home. So I see sometimes where a seller thinks they shouldn't have to disclose something, but they really should.
Right. And some of us, like I've been in my house for 13 years. I'm sure there's a lot of things I fix that I no longer remember. But that's a good tip, is if you think you should, err on the side of caution and do it. And I know that's kind of a gray line on what is disclosable and what isn't. I mean, is replacing a kitchen faucet disclosable? Probably not. It's just maintenance. But if that leaky faucet caused damage, which caused you to replace a large portion of the cabinetry, yeah, you need to disclose it.
Correct.
So we're coming up on the end of our segment here. So, Chris, how can people get in touch with you if they want to talk to you about real estate or just ask you any questions?
My email is Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at realestatechris.com. Or my phone is 760-803-2001. And if you have an agent, SDAR.com can help you. If you don't have an agent, you can go there, go look on the Just Knock, and you can find an agent through that source.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your insight. You're a wealth of information, and I'd love to have you back on sometime because there are so many topics that we should talk about. If you're in need of somebody, I fully recommend that you talk to Chris because she has so much knowledge. And if you do have questions, you can send them to us at our website, which is homeconnectradio.com, and I'll make sure that Chris gets them.
Thank you.
And in our next segment, we're going to have some great tips about servicing part of your home that's often overlooked. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Philippe Heller with the Real Estate Inspection Company. When buying real estate today, it's more important than ever to have a thorough home inspection to protect yourself. When quality and experience count, contact the Real Estate Inspection Company. We're the largest home inspection company serving San Diego for 10 years. After checking hundreds of items throughout a house, we provide a detailed, computer-generated inspection report. And we use the newest and best infrared thermal imaging at every inspection 7 days a week. Check us out at sdinspect.com. That's sdinspect.com.
Tycor Title of San Diego is the next generation of title companies. They offer their clients the most complete real estate services in the nation. They have four convenient locations in the greater San Diego area to service all your residential and commercial transactions. Tycor Title of San Diego offers you title and escrow solutions, whether you are buying, selling, or refinancing. They have you covered. With over a century of experience, you can count on Tycor Title of San Diego. They have a solid history of servicing customers with high integrity, white glove service, and value. They also have unrivaled financial strength to back your policies. For all your real estate transactions, call Tycor Title of San Diego today at 619-260-5200.
Alliance Escrow, the most reliable and hardworking escrow team in San Diego. Buying, selling, or refinancing a home can be a stressful event, and our friendly staff here at Alliance is ready to make your home buying or selling process as smooth as possible. We strive for outstanding customer service and are very dedicated to giving top quality service to each and every sale. Alliance Escrow will provide a special discount to active and reserve service members and disabled or retired veterans as well. Whether it's residential, commercial, bulk business, or refinance, call Alliance Escrow today and let us help you close your deal as seamlessly as possible. Call 619-609-0015 or go to www.allianceescrowinc.com today. That's 619-609-0015 or www.allianceescrowinc.com. Alliance Escrow. Your partners in real estate.
Are you ready to own a piece of America's finest city? Whether you're sick of paying rent, need a tax deduction, or want to secure your retirement, the list is long when it comes to the benefits of home ownership. But where do you start? You start with a company accredited with the Better Business Bureau since 2009 and zero complaints at the BBB in its history. A company that provides free loan pre-approvals, free mortgage planning, and a free appraisal when you close your loan with Pure Mortgage. 888-254-3001. That's 888-254-3001. Pure Mortgage is an Inc. 5000 recognized company for years 2013 and 2014 with specialists in VA, FHA, conventional, jumbo, and even reverse mortgages. Take the first step toward owning a home and call Pure Mortgage today at 888-254-3001. That's 888-254-3001 or visit them online at puremortgage.com. Your dream home is just a phone call away and Pure Mortgage is ready to help. Call 888-254-3001. That's 888-254-3001 right now. Or go to puremortgage.com. NMLS number 71394. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License. Number 603-I-788. California Bureau of Real Estate. Correspondent lender number 01848940. Pure Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. With their loss in Game 7 of the NBA Finals on Sunday night, the Golden State Warriors take their place in sports history, but not the one they wanted to take. They will go down in the Pantheon along with the 2007 New England Patriots, who were 18-0 before losing the Super Bowl to the New York Giants. Others on the list include the 2001 Seattle Mariners, who won 116 regular season games, but failed to reach the World Series, and the 1986 Duke basketball team, which won a record 37 games, but lost the championship game to Louisville. We went from being one of the great teams of all time, said Jay Billis, Duke's starting center, to just another very good team. Sadly, that's the fate of the Warriors, who thrilled the basketball world for 8 months, winning 88 games, a record 73 in the regular season. They needed 89. Close doesn't count in the sports pantheon. I'm John Feinstein.
CBS Sports Radio. Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety awards in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS Top Safety Pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. The competition? Yeah, right. Just don't ask for both safety awards, because that ain't happening, pal. Let's review. F-150's the only pickup to earn both awards, once again raising the stakes for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
And we're back with Your Home Connection. I'm Philippe Heller, and I'm joined by Jamie Hawks, our senior inspector, and Joel Brace from Garage Door Medics. So, Jamie, you do probably the most inspections in our company, and
yes.
We have Joel here to talk about garage doors. What kind of items do you see specifically with the garage doors at inspections?
Typically, the photo-eye sensor will be misaligned, or sometimes they'll remove it and stick it up top by the opener facing each other so that it overrides that safety feature. You know, people oftentimes have their garages cluttered full of items, so the photo-eye sensor will cause it to back up if there's things in the way. So photo eye sensor is misaligned, but just general lack of maintenance, I would say.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that people have so much stuff in the garage that when they put a garage door opener, they can't even fit it, or they think it's kind of like when seatbelts became required and people thought, oh, I can defeat this by putting it just behind me. And it's surprising how often we see that. So, Joel, I remember when I was a kid, I was a garage door opener. You know, before garage door openers were common, my dad, we'd pull up into the driveway and he'd say, get out and go open the garage. And that was our opener. And it's come a long way. We still see a lot of wood tilt-up doors out there. But why don't you tell us, because you guys are the highest rated, certainly in San Diego and across the country, tell us a little bit about Garage Door Medics and what you see with garage doors and the lack of maintenance.
Well, maintenance is huge. It stops bearings from going bad, keeps a lot of parts from wearing out prematurely. But the biggest thing with garage doors is it usually takes some kind of triggering event before somebody will even call you out. You could have a spring break, which keeps your door from opening, but that door could have had a bad bearing or a bad roller or a breaking hinge for months or years. So there's a lot of neglected items that, if you repair them regularly, keep the bigger things from happening. But it's funny you mentioned the garage door opener, and you were one was when you were a kid. Well, when your power goes out, you're the garage door opener again. So a lot of things that people don't do is, you know, pull that red cord and see if they can even lift their door up in a power outage. You know, it's a red cord hanging down from the ceiling of your garage. It might be the only red cord in your house, but if there was another red cord, it would pale in the significance of this red cord. Because if your power goes out, that's the only way you're leaving.
Right, and we do see them where they're not installed at all, which is kind of surprising, or they're tied up so high that most people couldn't reach them.
Disconnects are required, so.
Right. So, Jamie, what are some of the other things that you write up commonly with the for kids' safety as far as like the button and the sensors?
Boy, there's a whole number of defects. The age of the garage door opener is one of the big ones, because in 1993 they started putting in these photo eye sensors, and prior to that they didn't have them. So a home inspector might come in and find that the garage door works just fine, but if it's older, we're going to recommend upgrading it for safety. So if you have a home built prior to 93, you might have a door that's somewhat unsafe. You might want to call a garage door technician, and most likely you're going to have to change out the opener. Is that right?
Right. There's no way to retrofit right. safety onto an older opener, so it's just not possible. But the only legal requirement for an existing opener is that it reverses on contact. But believe it or not, we've got openers in San Diego that have no reversing ability whatsoever. So if a child does fall down, the safety eyes aren't there to reverse it upon no contact. It'll literally crush them. So anytime we see that, we red tag it. Now, the law law states we're supposed to cut the cord and red tag the opener. We would never do that. It's not our product. It's not our house. We certainly will write it up and red tag it, but we're obviously not going to damage your material. And try and find the cheapest way we can to get you safe and functional and tell you everything that should be done to your door in the process.
Right. And touching back on the springs and how important they are, people forget that the opener is really made to just move the door, and the springs are there to carry the weight.
Right.
And so when you have a broken spring, it's putting all that pressure on the opener to pull that door, and that's what wears it out and can ruin it certainly much faster. And it's a as a home inspector, we see that all the time where we try and we do a force test to see if it will reverse if, you know, God forbid it hit a child or a dog or some, or your car even, and they don't reverse whatsoever, and they are strong.
Yeah, it's 15 pounds of pressure your door should back up when it hits something. So nowadays there's so many SUVs with these hatches on the back. If you've unloaded your groceries and then left the hatch open, then you hit the garage door button, you'll be happy if you've got that set at 15 pounds because it'll back right up before it damages the door.
Yeah, but it'll fold them right in half if the new metal doors are rather flimsy. But so tell us, as far as home sellers go, because we're talking today about what sellers can do to get their house ready for sale. So what are some of the things that a home seller should do to prepare the door so that when guys like us come in, we don't write it up? Is there any, even just to see if their door needs adjustment, is there a simple test they could do at home to see if it needs adjustment?
First thing you should do is, you know, obviously make sure it functions automatically. You should always make sure your door reverses. You can do that by breaking the safety eye. We actually don't recommend you test your safety, your contact safety reverse yourself. If it's out of adjustment and you get in the way and it jacks it sideways or something, it could really do some more damage. So check your non-contact reverse. If you don't have that, have somebody out to check it out besides yourself. Lubrication is important. Just go ahead and make sure you lubricate regularly with a good quality lubricant. But more importantly, when your door's closed, disconnect it from the opener and try and lift it by hand. That's the biggest thing that's going to tell you whether or not your door is running well, whether it's going to wear out prematurely. And here's another thing. A lot of garage doors have locks, slide locks installed on them. If you have an opener on your door, get rid of your slide lock. It's one of the worst things you can do. I've seen horrible damage caused because either the homeowner locked it and forgot, or the kids were playing in the garage and bumped it, or what does this do, and just left. Garage door locks and garage door openers do not mix.
Now, what about old wood tilt-up doors? They're going away, but we still see a good number of wood doors with old stretch springs and those things, just because of the mass, when they get moving, even if they have a force sensor, they don't reverse right away. But what's your, give us an idea of what it costs to replace like an average two-car garage door would tilt up with a nice new panel door?
As little as $1,000 would get you a brand new door installed, and you know, with all the trims and functional. But one piece doors by nature aren't bad if they're working right and adjusted right with good quality hardware. We can actually carry repair parts on the trucks for one piece garage doors, and in fact, we're the only company around locally that I know of that makes wood one piece garage doors still. My boss Mick, he showed me something that I hadn't seen before in building a one-piece wood door. They can look great. The repair costs are considerably lower because there's very few moving parts, and if they're done right, they're pretty safe.
Yeah, so garage doors, it is a big item, especially with so many people spending so much time in their garage. And there are a lot of new features on garage door openers. And we're going to talk to Joel a little bit about some of the new kind of advances. You wouldn't think about a garage door being a high-tech piece of equipment, but they are. They've evolved quite a bit. One of the things that, as a home buyer, you should look at is certainly, you know, look at the garage door. You just heard Joel say that just replacing a garage door can be hundreds, if not $1,000 or more. So make sure your home inspector is checking it very thoroughly and making sure that it's a safe piece of equipment. And there's a lot of installation requirements that keep it out of the hands of your children. The buttons have to be installed at a certain, you know, height, and the photo eye sensors need to be installed. So it's something that if they're missing or if it was not installed properly, take those comments to heart, because there are some dangers with the garage door. It's probably the biggest moving part of your house, and you definitely want to make sure that it is working well. So Jamie, we did a maintenance minute video for people to adjust, but walk us through that a little bit, what people can do.
Yeah, it's in the video, we show you how to lubricate the door and make adjustments. Now, out doing home inspections every day, one of the problems we find with the lubrication is people will take and spray that lube into the rollers. Now, you want to keep that out of the rollers. So if you look at the sides of the doors, you see those little wheels. Surprisingly, you're not supposed to lubricate those. But you'd have to get out a ladder and adjust the up top where the motor is. So I think that that's more of an advanced adjustment, and you might want to call a professional to do that. But definitely what was mentioned earlier as far as just pulling that red handle and that rope and make sure that it disconnects and just lift up on the door and make sure it moves freely. That's an easy one that your average homeowner could do.
Yeah, and that's a good point, especially with the heat here in San Diego coming this summer. There's chances that we may have brownouts and blackouts, and so you need to know how to get out of your garage so you don't, you know, you can still go to work and whatnot, or if you had to go to the doctor, for example. It's very important to know. And you can buy a lot of replacement parts at a hardware store if you're in inclined, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, but really make sure you know what you're doing. And if you have any questions, definitely call somebody who's a professional. Now, Joel, there were some stories a couple years ago about how easy it is to break into some garage doors by pressing on it and using a wire hanger to hook that same cord we're talking about. Do you guys have any products or suggestions on how to keep garage doors a little more secure?
What they've suggested in a couple cases is a very lightweight zip tie to hold the disconnect lever in place. You do definitely want something that a small person could easily break in the event of a power outage or an emergency. So the balance you always play in garage doors and really anything in general is you're balancing your safety with your security. Mm-hmm. The more secure you are, generally, the less safe you've got. You know, if you can't get in, period, then there's a chance you might not get out. If you have a power outage, one of those options you talked about is a battery backup. A lot of openers have a battery backup built right into the unit that gives you 25 cycles in the event of a power outage. LiftMaster is great for it. They also happen to be really quiet, but you know, if you can lift your door yourself, you probably don't need that option. A lot of people aren't tall enough to even reach the opener to lift it up all the way. But if you do lift your door up, another thing is you got to make sure it stays up. I've got a lot of doors around here that'll drift back down slowly after you raise them. Well, if you're backing out in your car with the door open and it's drifting down, you're probably not going to see it until you run through it. Happens all the time. So.
Very true.
Doesn't have to be a broken spring to be a bad spring. Your door should be easily lifted, but also easily closed. It should be kind of neutral anywhere you leave it.
So you had talked about the slide bolts. I know some of the new openers have automatic bolts that simply lock into place when the door is closed and automatically disengage when the door is open. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. I know there's a lot of new advances and different types of openers, including those that attach directly to the axle. And we're going to talk about some of the inspection stuff that we see where people notch structural members of the house to accommodate an opener. So we're definitely going to get into that and some really neat new features in some garage door openers that you'll like, especially if you're scatterbrained. So we'll be back shortly.
Tycor Title of San Diego is the next generation of title companies. They offer their clients the most complete real estate services in the nation. They have four convenient locations in the greater San Diego area to service all your residential and commercial transactions. Tycor Title of San Diego offers you title and escrow solutions, whether you are buying, selling, or refinancing. They have you covered. With over a century of experience, you can count on Tycor Title of San Diego. They have a solid history of servicing customers with high integrity, white glove service, and value. They also have unrivaled financial strength to back your policies. For all your real estate transactions, call Tycor Title of San Diego today at 619-260-5200.
Alliance Escrow, the most reliable and hardworking escrow team in San Diego. Buying, selling, or refinancing a home can be a stressful event, and our friendly staff here at Alliance is ready to make your home buying or selling process as smooth as possible. We strive for outstanding customer service and are very dedicated to giving top quality service to each and every sale. Alliance Escrow will provide a special discount to active and reserve service members and disabled or retired veterans as well. Whether it's residential, commercial, bulk business, or refinance, call Alliance Escrow today and let us help you close your deal as seamlessly as possible. Call 619-609-0015 or go to www.allianceescrowinc.com today. That's 619-609-0015 or www.allianceescrowinc.com. Alliance Escrow, your partners in real estate.
Is it time to sell your home, but you can't get top dollar because you need to make some repairs? Unless you're ready to take a lowball offer from some investor, you should call Agents Capital today or ask your real estate agent about them. Agents Capital will provide your realtor with access to the capital needed to fix up your home so it can be sold for top dollar. This means more money in your pocket at closing without having to come up with the cost of repairs ahead of time. To find out how you can use Agents Capital to fix up your home and sell it at top market value, call 888-265-4613 today. That's 888-265-4613. Or go to agentscapital.com. Don't miss the chance to put extra money in your pocket when selling in this great market. Call Agents Capital, 888-265-4613. That's 888-265-4613. Or visit agentscapital.com. That's agentscapital.com.
Hi, I'm Philippe Heller with the Real Estate Inspection Company. When buying real estate today, it's more important than ever to have a thorough home inspection to protect yourself. When quality and experience count, contact the Real Estate Inspection Company. We're the largest home inspection company serving San Diego for 10 years. After checking hundreds of items throughout a house, we provide a detailed, computer-generated inspection report. And we use the newest and best infrared thermal imaging at every inspection 7 days a week. Check us out at sdinspect.com. That's sdinspect.com.
Never know how!
Goop. Gunk. Sludge, whatever you want to call it. It's the stuff that makes your engine just plain dirty. Luckily, the active cleaning power of Pennzoil conventional motor oil, just $3.39 a quart at Napa, helps keep your engine clean. So pick up Pennzoil conventional for $3.39 a quart at Napa and say goodbye to gunk. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Sport Clips Haircuts knows that for us guys, every day is a sport. When you need that extra edge of confidence, go to Sport Clips for our awesome MVP haircut experience. Always wanted to backpack the Grand Canyon?
Go for it.
Gotta give the best man speech?
No problem.
Life's a sport, and Sport Clips Haircuts is gonna help you win it with our signature MVP experience. An awesome cut, massaging shampoo, our legendary hot steam towel, and sports on TV everywhere. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
And we're back with Your Home Connection. This is Philippe Heller, and I'm joined in studio today with Joel Brace from Garage Door Medics and Jamie Hawks from the Real Estate Inspection Company. During the break, we were sharing some pictures of damaged garage doors and those that have fallen off the track. One tip, if you decide to install a garage door opener yourself, please do not cut any structural members of your garage. There's a lot of the houses built in San Diego have a big wooden beam which holds up the outside exterior wall upstairs. Do not notch it. Do not cut it. Not a good idea. And Joel's going to talk to us. There are some solutions if you do have a bigger car and there's a conflict between getting your car in the garage and the garage door opener. There are some solutions to that. So, Joel, what's out there?
Well, there's the jack shaft opener that lifts the door from the side by turning the torsion tube instead of actually pulling on the door. Probably one of the quietest openers made because it doesn't have a box mounted to the ceiling or the structural members inside the house, so there's no vibration that transfers through the rafters. It also takes all the load off of the door panels themselves because it's not pulling on the door. It's simply adding tension to the counterbalance. So it makes it positively buoyant, and the door opens up on its own. But the automatic slide lock you were talking about is there because of necessity for that type of opener. So that type of opener, I've had customers leave that lock off just because they feel like they don't need it. Now, you may not be able to easily lift that door, but there's nothing physically holding that door down. That's why that slide lock's incorporated. It's just killing the counterbalance, so it's all dead weight. But two strong guys can lift just about any door around here. So,
actually, and that's a kind of a added bonus locking feature so that your garage is locked and it makes it very hard to open the door because it locks automatically when it closes. So it's kind of a side benefit to that opener.
It's about as secure as they make it because of that solenoid lock.
Right. And they're a bit more expensive, but it may be something if you want a quiet opener, if you have children's rooms up above the garage, or you need that extra head clearance, that might be something to look into. So what category of openers are those called?
It's called a jack shaft, a residential jack shaft opener. And another side benefit is it doesn't have any parts to lubricate. There's no maintenance required on it. It has a lifetime warranty. So There's no belt to break. There's no rail in the way. There's no trolley to disconnect or service or anything. It's maintenance free and lifetime warrantied out.
And are they battery backup?
They're battery backup capable, but it's not built in like some of the belt drive rail openers.
So it's an option?
Yeah, it's mounted on the wall beneath it, and it okay. plugs in and runs it on DC power.
Kind of like a computer backup supply.
Kind of, okay. similar. Really big.
Now, Jamie, tell us about some of the stuff that you've seen where people have modified that header in the garage, and what are they looking at as a repair option?
Yeah, a lot of homeowner modifications, but hey, I want to thank you for giving me a break from home inspections. Today is not a day I would want to be crawling through attics.
Good timing.
You know, I checked the temperature recently in an attic and got a reading of 165 degrees.
Yeah.
So nice to be in the studio and the air conditioning. You know, with the garage door opener, something we've been seeing more and more recently is the built-in Wi-Fi. How many times have you pulled away from your house and you think to yourself, man, did I close the garage door? So one of the benefits of having a newer opener put in is you get a little app, you put it on your phone, and as you pull away, or even if you're at work or gone for the day, you can check and make sure that your garage door is closed, or even let someone in. If you got a service person coming over, plumber, something like that, to do a repair in your house, you can just click a button remotely from your phone and open up that garage door. Joel, tell us about those.
Well, they're awesome. The newer ones actually sync up without an interface device. They connect right to your home's Ethernet. You just program it in, set up a free account. The LiftMaster version is a free account that you can get. Any of the Wi-Fi enabled openers also have a built-in timer to close feature. So even if you don't want to mess with your smartphone, you can literally set it for 30 minutes after you run it open. It'll close on its own. Start beeping and flashing first. So.
Now, let's say you have a door that's about 10 years old. Can you go ahead and put in just the opener without replacing the whole door? And what are we looking at to do that as far as cost?
Absolutely. An opener is a standalone device on its own. So you've got a door that you would either service or replace and an opener that you would service and replace, and they have their own install costs associated with them. So depending on which model you go with, our least expensive opener that we put in is $299 for a chain drive. That's one of the specials we run. But the sky's the limit as far as options, bells and whistles, up to as much as about $750 for the best opener out there. So and they range all in between there.
All right. Well, our time, unfortunately, is coming to a close. So, Joel, I wanted to hear how people get a hold of you and if you're running any specials right now.
We're always running a service special, a tune-up for $49 instead of $99. That gets you lubrication and inspection of all your moving parts, a 25-point safety inspection in the event that you're listing your house for sale. We'll tell you everything that's right and wrong with it and give you a printed form right on the spot via email. And then our phone number, of course, is 760-452-0693. We have the chain drive opener special that we're running, and then periodically we'll run a spring special where it's one spring for $149 or two springs for $199. In some cases, that can be half off. So.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'll make sure that information is on our Facebook page, and you can get there by going to homeconnectradio.com, and we will put up everything that Joel just talked about as far as specials. And if you're selling a home as a home inspector, that's my big advice to you, is have things serviced. It will save you a lot of money in the long run, so inspectors like us won't come in and write them up. This is Philippe Heller, and I'm joined today by Jamie Hawks and Joel Brace, and we will talk to you next time. Thank you very much.